This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagital, for Moshe Yudah ben Peshadina Hainis Shlita, for Rav Aaron Yisrael ben Ramosha Mordechai Feit Shlita, for Shimshon Yitzchak Arber Shlita, Lebracha Batzlacha, Chol Maas Eidem, Lerfuas Tzvi ben Yitol, Moshe ben Malka, Pesach Shachol Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the Mitzvah Shichas Kavan and Bal Tosif, based on the Torah of Hagon Michiel Yaakov Weinberg, the Balas Sridei Eish, from the Sefer Chedushei Sridei Eish, with the He'aros of Harav Hagaon, Rav Avraham Abba Weingart Shlita. It's well known, the Shita of the Rishonim, that even according to the Man D'Amar, Mitzvah Ein Srichus Kavana, even if you don't need Kavana to be Yotzei a Mitzvah, if a person has Kavana Lehefech, he's not Yotzei. If a person has Kavana Anti, not to be Yotzei, he's not Yotzei. The Makor is in Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachas 12a, a person takes a cup of beer, thinks it's wine, so he starts with the bracha thinking that Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that it's wine, intending to conclude Brei Pri HaGafen, and then he concludes Shehakol, he's not Yotzei, because we follow the Ikar Bracha, which was Al Das Brei Pri HaGafen. But Lechara, what does it matter that his Kavana was Betos, to make the bracha and the wine? Nases Mitzvah, so the mitzvah was done, and mitzvahs don't require Kavana. According to the Man D'Amar, Mitzvah Ein Srichus Kavana, how do you explain this Gemara? Who cares that he had the wrong Kavana? It doesn't matter, Mitzvah Ein Srichus Kavana. So, Rabbeinu Yonah brings the Teretz of the Rashbam, that even though Mitzvah Ein Srichus Kavana, and a person's Yotzei B'di'eved, that's when he does a mitzvah v'stam. But if he's miskavin b'yediyah shelo latzeis, if he has explicit kavana not to be Yotzei, he's not Yotzei. And here he has explicit kavana not to be Yotzei with a shahakal, he's thinking hagafen thoughts. And that's why he's not Yotzei, because he has kavana hafchis, kavana against. The Rashbam is brought in the Ran, in the Sugi at the end of the third perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We can explain in two ways why with kavana hafucha, why with opposite kavana, a person is not Yotzei. One svara would be that since a mitzvah comes to pater a person from something that he's obligated to do, it's a svara that he's not Yotzei against his will. How can you force a person to be Yotzei? So if he has kavana hafchis, doesn't want to be Yotzei, you can't force him. That's number one. Number two is because the kavana that he doesn't want to be Yotzei weakens the koach of the mitzvah, and it's less than chisar and kavana. So anti-kavana, kavana not to be yotze, kavana hafchis, kavana hafucha, isn't good either because it makes the person not yotze, either because you can't force a person to be yotze where he doesn't want to be yotze, or because his kavana not to be yotze weakens the koach of the mitzvah, and it's more than having just a lack of kavana, it's kavana not to be yotze. Chora, the first reason, doesn't fit with the Gemara in Brachas, because there he wants to be Yotzei. He wants to be Yotzei, he just wants to be Yotzei with a Shehakol, with a Hagafen. But he wants to be Yotzei, so how can you say that he's not Yotzei there? Because of Kavana Hafchis, when he wants to be Yotzei, if the word is that you can't be Yotzei against your will, here it's not against his will to be Yotzei, he wants to be Yotzei. He just thinks he's being Yotzei with Hagafen, but he wants to be Yotzei. And also, how do you explain this with the reason of with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that if a person's forced to eat matzah, he's Yotzei l'man d'amar mitzvah Ein Srichus Kavana. He doesn't want to eat this matzah. He definitely doesn't want to be Yotzei the mitzvah. So how's he Yotzei, if Kfa'u Parsim, he was forced to eat matzah, Mandar Mitzin Tzrichas Kavan is Yotzei. How does that work? He doesn't want to be Yotzei. The Ritva there writes that the Mandar Mitzin Tzrichas Kavana, he's Yotzei even if he's Omid Vitzoveach. Even if he cries, he doesn't want to be Yotze, he's still Yotze. So Bechlal, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? That a kavana against means you're not Yotze. Kfo parsim, how do you Yotze? The Mandar Mitzvah in Tzichos Kavan, he doesn't want to be Yotze. So we have to say that it's not Tali in his Ratzin at all. If he wants or he doesn't want. It's Tali in his Kavana. If he doesn't have explicit Kavana not to be Yotze, he's Yotze. Even if he's not interested in being Yotze. So this person might not have Kavana to eat the matzah, but he doesn't want to eat the matzah. He's being forced to eat the matzah, but sof kol sof, he doesn't have explicit kavana not to be yotze. Since he doesn't have explicit kavana not to be yotze, so he's yotze. Okay, the Ritva is not meshibah to the Ra. The Ritva, right, says that even if he has explicit kavana not to be yotze, he's yotze if he holds mitzvah tzrichos kavana. But we can say that the eating is bikfia, but he doesn't have explicit kavana not to be yotze. Just the eating is bikfia, and maybe fakert, maybe on some level he even wants to do the mitzvah. So he doesn't have to have explicit kavana to be yotze in this, and he's yotze because he doesn't have kavana against. Because you're right, he's being forced, but doesn't matter because he's being forced in the Maisa Achila. But as far as being Yotze the Mitzvah, maybe so if he wants to be Yotze the Mitzvah. It's another kasha, how he's Yotze, it's not Derech Cheres. That's a, if the demands of Derech Cheres, being forced with a gun to your head isn't Derech Cheres. That's like a huge problem. So if we take this idea that a person's not Yotze a mitzvah against his rutz, and if he doesn't want to be Yotze, he's not Yotze, we can answer a kasha of the Turei Evin. From Erevin, Daf Tzadi Hei. It says in the Mishnah that if you find tefillin, you bring them in, zug-zug. Put the tefillin on Shabbos, and you wear them pair by pair, and you bring them in. You find tefillin outside. Gamliel says two pairs at a time. And the Gemara has a number of derochim to explain the machlokas tanaim. One derech is Shabbos man tefillin or not? According to the Tanakhama, Shabbos is man tefillin. And for Hatzalah, they only allowed you to do the mitzvah of tefillin, one pair. Gamliel holds Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. And the reason they allowed you to save the Tefillin is because Tefillin are a tachshit, an ornament. And therefore, they even permitted two, but not more than two, because you only have room on your head for two pairs of Tefillin. That's where it's kosher to put Tefillin, two pairs, it says, halacha. So that's considered a tachshit with two and no more. Another derech brought by the Gemara to explain the machlokas is that everybody holds Shabbos is man tefillin. And the machlokas is, do mitzvahs require kavana or not? Rashi says, nearly the harigar sina tana kama sever mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. Ulekuli alma tach shetain. Helkach kevan delin mefak yidei chovasso nafik beloi kavana linya bal toysif nami. Afogav deloi mechavin hula mitzvah ika bal toysif kevan des man tefillinu. Gamliel Sover Tzrichos Kavana Latzei Sitei Chovas Hukach Bebal Toysif Nami Lo Avar Adem Mechavim LeMitzvah. So he says the Tanakhama holds mitzvahs don't require Kavana. Everybody holds it's a Tachshit, and therefore, since he's Yotze without Kavana, Linyan Bal Toysif, even if he's not Mechavim to the mitzvah, he's over a Bal Toysif if he's wearing two, because it's Man Tefillin. So he can't wear two pairs, it's Bal Toysif. Gamliel holds, no, mitzvahs require kavana, and therefore he's not over in Bal Tosif if he's not mechavin to do the mitzvah. And even though Shabbos is his man tefillin, but he's not mechavi to be mekayim a mitzvah, so memela to tachshit, and he's not over on Baal Tosif. Tanakama holds no, it's a Baal Tosif problem. Another derech brought by the Gemara, 96a, is that everybody holds that you don't require kavana. Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. Tanakama and Gamliel are arguing, if in order to be over on Baal Tosif you require kavana, Tanakama holds, you don't require kavana. According to the previous derech, Tanakama held mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. And therefore, you're over on Baal Tosif. And Rabbi Gamliel held no. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and therefore, in order to be over on Baal Tosif, you need Kavana. But now we're saying that everybody holds mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana. But the question is, what about Baal Tosif? Does Baal Tosif require Kavana? Tanakama holds, you don't need Kavana to be over on Baal Tosif. And therefore, you're only allowed to put on one pair. Even if you don't have kavana, you're going to be over on Baal Tosif. So, if you have more than one pair. So you're only allowed to put on one pair. According to Rabbi Gamliel, even though Mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana, but to be over on Baal Tosif, it requires kavana. And therefore, he says you can bring him in two pairs at a time. You're not mechabin l'shem mitzvah, you're mechabin l'shem hatzelah to save it. Another derech brought by the Gemara, is that Lekulei Alma of Shabbos was Zman Tefillin, you don't need Kavan in order to be over on Baal Tosif. Just everybody holds that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. The Machlokas is, if you can be over Shalom Zman HaMitzvah, you need Kavan to be over on Baal Tosif. Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. And the Machlokas is, since it's Shalom Zman HaMitzvah, do you need Kavan to be over on Baal Tosif? Tanakama says, no, you don't need kavana to be over on Baal Tosif. So therefore, you're only allowed to bring in one pair at a time. Tanakama holds, the Rabbi Gamliel holds, that labor shelo bizmana, you need kavana to be over. If it would be zman tefillin, you don't need kavana. But here at shelo bizmana, you need specific kavana. So the Turei Evin asks on the Rashbam. Remember, the Rashbam says that if you have kavana hafchis, you're not yotze. So the Turei Evin asks on the Rashbam, ibe miskabin lahedji shalolotze seino yotze, oy eros gerecht, if he's correct, that if a person asks explicit kavana. He's not yotzei. If so, in the second derech that we mentioned, that they're arguing of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, according to the Tanakama, just like being yotzei doesn't require kavana, to be over also doesn't require kavana, and therefore he's not allowed to bring in more than one pair. What's the problem? Even according to the Tanakama, we have an eitzah. Bring two. Bring them two pairs at a time, wear them, and have kavana not to be yotze. That's all you have to do. Put them on, wear them, it's not carrying then, it's a tachshit, but just have kavana not to be yotze. V'yiskavin lahed yishalo latzeis. And just like you're not yotze, you're also not over. Because according to the second derech, latzeis for lavor, to be yotze the mitzvah, and to be over in Baal Tosif is the same category. So if you hold that and mitzvah Saint Srichas Kavana, so you're Yotzei without Kavana, so you're also over in Baal Tosif without Kavana, b'seder. But if Kavana Hafchis, you're not Yotzei, so have Kavana Hafchis and you won't be over in Baal Tosif. Or how about this? We have a case that if you have damim that's given with one matana on the mizbeach, together with that got mixed in with damim that's given with four matanas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, just give one matana. Give one matana. Why? Because if you give four, you'll be over on Baal Tosif. Ayin sham besugi v'rosh Hashanah. But what's the problem of Baal Tosif? Just have kavana not to be yotzei. you're not going to be over in Baal Tosa, put all four matanas, and then on the tzaddik, you're only chayiv one matana for that blood, so it's not Baal Tosa because you just don't want to be yotze. Based on what we said, we could be miyashiv bipshitus. Dafka b'kiyum a mitzvah eno bal karcho. We were talking all along about kiyum mitzvah. You can't be makayim a mitzvah against your will. A mitzvah patters you, and since a mitzvah patters you from an obligation, you can't say that you're absolved from your obligation against your will. You don't want to be absolved from your obligation. You still want to be chayiv. Can't force you. But in Avera, this isn't shaykh. And very, you're not yotze anything. You're not mekayim any mitzvah. The Torah forbids one to add on to mitzvahs. To do a mitzvah not in the context of a mitzvah. To do more mitzvah, more than is necessary. To wear two pairs of tefillin. The Torah asra lo sif davar v'lasot b'matkone k'matkonet maaseh mitzvah. So what does it matter that you don't want to be yotze? Alright, sof. What does it matter that you don't want to be Mekayim a mitzvah? Sof, you did a tzuras mitzvah. Once you did a tzuras mitzvah, you're over on Baal Tosif. So Bishlema, if we say that by Kiyom mitzvah requires kavana, then the kavana is part and parcel of the Maisa mitzvah. And if you do a Maisa without kavana, you didn't do a Maisa mitzvah, and you weren't over on Baal Tosif. Mashenkein, if we say that for a kiyum mitzvah you don't require kavana, so even without kavana, the maisa mitzvah is bishleimus. If you hold that mitzvahs require kavana, so then a kavana is part of the maisa mitzvah. So if you don't have kavana, you didn't do a maisa mitzvah, and you also weren't over on Baal Tosif. You didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah, because part of the Maisa Mitzvah is the Kavana. Mashenkein, if we say that for a Kiyum Mitzvah we don't require Kavana, so that means even without Kavana your Maisa is Bishlemus, you did a complete Maisa Mitzvah. And when you add it on, when you did an Aver of Baal Tosef, you did a Mitzvah Kehilchasa. Because Kiyum Mitzvahs don't require Kavana. So that means that your Maisa is Bishlemus even without Kavana. And when you add it on to the mitzvah, even without kavani, your maisa mitzvah is kehilchasa. So what does it matter that you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah? The aver is doing the mitzvah shelo letzorech, and its ratzon is not mal and is not morid. You need ratzon to be mekayim a mitzvah. You don't need a ratzon to do an avera. I mean, and if we're holding that kiyum a mitzvah doesn't require kavana, so you don't even need kavana for a mitzvah. And then what does it mean you don't need kavana for a mitzvah? So it could be that if you have kavana hafchis, you're not yotze the mitzvah, because here you have kavana dafka not to be yotze. But when it comes to an avera, so what does it matter what your kavana is? Since we hold mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, your mice is a mice shalem even without kavana. So when it comes to doing an Avera, even if you don't want it to be an Avera, what does it matter? The Maisa, you did a Maisa Shalem, which is an Avera. When you do the mitzvah, you're doing a Maisa Shalem without, when you do a mitzvah without Kavana, you're doing a Maisa Shalem, which is a mitzvah. Only if you have Kavana against, you can't be forced to be absolved of your obligation. You don't want it, you don't want it. You have to have a Ratzon to be Mekayim a mitzvah. If you have kavana hafchis for an avera, as long as you did a maisa shalem of an avera, which is even without kavana, it's a maisa shalem of an avera. So what does it matter if you have a ratzon to do the avera or not do the avera? It's not like a mitzvah; it's a different svar. A mitzvah is that you have to have a ratzon. Nobody can force you to say, "Oh, now you're pater from your chiyuv." But an avera is not about being pater from your chiyuv. You're now allowed to do, you're now allowed to add on mitzvahs, and here we did a complete maisa, which was adding on. When it comes to Baal Tosif, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Because according to the Mahalach, that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, this ratzon is not a prat in the maisa mitzvah, it's a tenai in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And when it comes to an aver of Baal Tosef, there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah. So we don't care if you have a ratzon or not to be over the aver. Only when it comes to mitzvahs, there's a tenai for kiyum ha-mitzvah that you need kavana, that you have to have a ratzon to be yotze. Or at least not a ratzon lehefech. But if we hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, so you don't need, it's not part of the maisa mitzvah, they're just a tenai that in order to be mekayim mitzvah, you can't have a ratzon not to be yotze. But when it comes to an aveira, b'lav hachi, there's no kiyum mitzvah, so ratzon isn't necessary at all, so who cares what the guy wants or not, doesn't want. Now, according to the Man d'Yomar, to be over in Baal Tosif requires kavana. Even if we say that mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, right? We saw another derech in the Gemara that even if you hold that to be yotze doesn't require kavana. And the argument is, does Baal Tosif require kavana? Hainu mishum desvirelei, because this mahalach holds that bistam mitzvah ain't a tzricha kavana. This Man d'Yomar holds that a mitzvah doesn't require kavana, because machshavto nikeres mitoich maisav, because his machshava is clear from his actions, and it's like it was done by kavana. Mashen kein belavor, the chisaron kavana is a chisaron in the maisa mitzvah. It's as if an additional mitzvah wasn't done. Stam mitzvah doesn't require kavana because it's clear that you want to do the mitzvah. But lavor, if you have a chisaron kavana, it's a chisaron in the maisa. It's like he didn't do it. Because a mitzvah, you can assume the person wants to do the mitzvah. You can't assume that a person wants to do an aveira. So if he has a chisaron kavana, then it's like he didn't do the aveira because he didn't have kavana to do the aveira. But that's if you hold that Baal Tosif requires kavana. But if you hold that to be over in Baal Tosif doesn't require kavana, which is the opinion that we're discussing, that Baal Tosif doesn't require kavana, the Ikar Aveira is the Maisa B'Tzuras Mitzvah, and therefore we don't care about his Ratzon at all. And for the same reason, even if one sleeps in the eighth day in the sukkah, in other words, Safik Zayin, Safik Ches, B'chein B'matan Damim, when he there's a tarobus of four matanas with one matana, even though he definitely doesn't want to be Yotze, he doesn't want to be over in Baal Tosif, he's still over in Baal Tosif. The mandar melo by kavana, because not telling his ratzon, it's telling whether he did a mitzvah kihilchasa. And chisaron kavana is a giron in the ma'isa mitzvah. The mandar mitzvah tzichas kavana, but it's not a chisaron of ratzon. It's not a chisaron in the ma'isa. If you hold that to be over in Baal Tosif doesn't require kavana, then the Ikar Aveira is doing a Maisa B'Tzuras Mitzvah. So his Ratzon doesn't really matter. So, therefore, he'll be over if you hold to be over in Baal Tosif doesn't require kavana. He'll be over even if he sleeps in the Sukkah on Safik Zayin, Safik Ches, and also be over in the Arba Matanas. even though he doesn't want to be Yotze, if it's Baal Tosif. Nevertheless, he's over on Baal Tosif. Because again, when it comes to a mitzvah, so a mitzvah, you need some element of ratzah. In other words, if a person has a ratzah not to be Yotze the mitzvah, then it could be he's not Yotze. When it comes to doing an aveira, there we say he doesn't have to have ratzah at all. He just has to do a ma'aseh shelem. And if you hold mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, that means that kavana is not part and parcel of the ma'aseh mitzvah. Because mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. And therefore he's doing a ma'aseh shelem even without kavana. And that would mean that if he has kavanah not to be yotze, so he's kavanah not to be yotze, that's correct, he's not yotze. Can't force a person to be absolved of his obligation. But to do an aveira, there's nothing about being yotze. Yotze, you're aveira. And fulfilling any obligation. The problem with an aveira is doing a bad maisa, an incorrect maisa. And the maisa of doing Baal Tosif, if you hold mitzvah as kavana, that means that a maisa could be shalim without kavana. So that maisa is going to be aser, even if you have kavana that it shouldn't be an avera. What does it matter? You did a maisa shalim. Mitzvah as kavana, which means that kavana isn't part and parcel of the maisa. So you did a maisa shalim without kavana, and the fact that you don't want it to be an avera, what does it matter what the person wants? He eats pork, he doesn't want it to be an avera. It's an avera. He did a ma'aser shalem of eating pork. He did a ma'aser shalem of Baal Tosif. And you can't compare that to a mitzvah. Because by a mitzvah, if you have kavanah not to be yotze, so then nobody can force you to be absolved of your obligation. There has to be some element of ratzah in there, even if mitzvah saying tzrichos kavanah. But it can't be against the person's ratzah. You just don't have any active kavanah. But if it's against, you can't force the person to be yotze. When it comes to an aveira, all you need is a maisa, and if mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana, it's a maisa even without a ratzon that it should be an aveira. However, the problem with this is the Tur in Aruch Chaim in Siman Lamed Daled, who says that if somebody wants to wear two pairs of tefillin of Rashi and of Rabbeinu Tam, he should make a tanai that he only wants to be yotze with the pair that's obligatory, with the zug shel chova, and the other zug, the other pair, should be keretzuas be'alma. So it's muchach that kavana lehefich does work for an aveira, for Baal Tosif. Because here he's putting on two pairs of tefillin. It looks like Baal Tosif. And he's having kavana that the other pair should be keretzuas ba'alma. So that's ki'ilu moneah, it's mori, the Baal Tosif. It absolves the problem of the Baal Tosif. There's no Baal Tosif. Why is there no Baal Tosif? He's having kavana that he shouldn't be over in Baal Tosif. So we just presented a whole mahalach to say, no. When it comes to averus, negative kavana works. Kavana against works. It doesn't work. But here the Torah is saying that when it comes to averus, kavana against does work. Magen Avraham says, so according to the Tur Evans Kasha comes back. If you can have negative kavana, so that you're not going to be doing of it, if it works even for Baal Tosif, then the Tur Evans question was, why can't you wear two pairs of tefillin and just have kavana not to be yotze with both of them? Negative kavana works. And the Magen Avraham writes there in Sif Katan Dalid that kavana is only effective shalalatzeis begavne the tour. Only in the case of the tour, kavana works not to be yotze, because one zug is pasul. But if both zugas are ksheirim, then kavana against doesn't help. But it's hard to understand. Because if that's true, then what do you need to make a tanai for? Anyway, one of them is pasul. So wearing pasul tefillin, how's wearing pasul tefillin Baal Tosef? It's not Baal Tosef. Torah says, don't add on to the mitzvahs by doing wearing two pairs of kosher tefillin. But if one pair isn't kosher, then where's the Baal Tosef? It's not tefillin, it's damrit suas. So what do you need a tanai for? So maybe you need a tanai for the bracha. Shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Because maybe you're making a bracha, the bracha is going to be on the pasul. So the tanai is that when I'm putting on two pairs, and one is pasul, and I'm making a tanai that I only want to be yotze with the kosher one, it's that the bracha should only be chal on the kosher one, but that's an adayin sarich iyun. It's important to note what we're discussing is really famous in the name of Rav Shlomo Hyman and others, that how do you define kavana? Is kavana part and parcel of the maisa mitzvah, or is it not? So if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and maybe pshat is that part of them, it's not a ma'aser shalim without kavana. The old mitzvah says, ain't sriches kavana, that means it's a ma'aser shalim even without kavana. So when it comes to an aveira, if you hold mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, it means that you can do a ma'aser shalim without kavana. That means he did an aveira shlema. And here kavana lehefech doesn't work, as we discussed. So these inyanim of kavana are obviously very, very broad issues, and it's a shem. Hopefully we will continue discussing this in the future, and there's more to say to answer the Turei Eben's Kasha, and b'chlal, a lot more to say. So I'm hoping that we're going to talk about it more future shiurim. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.